It's the Reader's Notebook for February 5th, 2019. In the vigorous American tradition of urban Protestant evangelism, the most prominent figure of the last 75 years was Billy Graham. Before Graham, there was former hard-drinking baseball player-turned-preacher Billy Sunday. And before Billy Sunday, there was Dwight L. Moody, who was born on this date in 1837 in East Northfield, Massachusetts. His father died when he was 4, and he left his mother's farm at age 17 to work in his uncle's shoe store in Boston. Although Dwight was brought up in the Unitarian tradition, his uncle required him to attend the Congregational Church. Soon afterward, he experienced a powerful conversion to evangelical Christianity. In 1856, he moved to Chicago and prospered there as a shoe salesman, but in 1860, he gave up business for missionary work. He worked for the Young Men's Christian Association for 12 years, was president of the Chicago YMCA, founded the Moody Church, and engaged in mission work in the slums. In 1870, he met Ira Sankey, a hymn writer, and with him he became noted for contributing to the development of the gospel hymn. They made extended evangelical tours in Great Britain in the 1870s and 80s. Moody shunned divisive sectarian doctrines, deplored the higher criticism of the Bible, the social gospel movement, and the theory of evolution. Instead, he colorfully and intensely preached what he called the old-fashioned gospel, emphasizing a literal interpretation of the Bible and looking toward the premillennial second coming. Moody's mass revivals were financed by prominent businessmen who believed he would alleviate the hardships of the poor. Moody himself ardently supported various charities, but felt that social problems could be solved only by divine intervention. As well as conducting revivals, he directed annual Bible conferences at Northfield, where he founded a seminary for girls in 1879. In 1889, he founded the Chicago Bible Institute, now known as the Moody Bible Institute. His influence was especially felt among the people of Sweden. Moody was of English heritage, had never visited Sweden or any other Scandinavian country, never spoke a word of Swedish, but nevertheless he became a hero revivalist for his mission efforts in Sweden and America. Moody's sermons, published in Sweden, were distributed in books, newspapers, and tracts, and they led to the spread of Sweden's Moody fever from 1875 through 1880. He preached his last sermon on November 16, 1899, in Kansas City, Missouri. Becoming ill, he returned home by train to Northfield. During the preceding several months, friends had observed that he had added some 30 pounds to his already ample frame. Although his illness was never diagnosed, it has been speculated that he suffered from congestive heart failure. He died on December 22, 1899, surrounded by his family. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 5th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.